SBS Radio.
Hi, this is Herbie Hancock, and you're listening to SBS Chill.
What an introduction, and what a pleasure we have today to talk to one of the pioneers of the jazz music, a living legend, Herbie Hancock. Herbie, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
It's truly an honor. I've been listening to your stuff since I was a kid. So it's truly an honor for me to talk to you. You're coming to Australia, so let's talk about this to start with. A tour in Australia coming up, several dates.
Yeah, I'll be coming there soon.
So let's talk about you. You've been in the jazz business for a long time. You're really truly a legend. How do you feel these days towards the new sort of music that is inspired by jazz?
I love the fact that jazz is continuing to grow in different directions and adapting to different situations, moving with the times and expanding. I think that's terrific. I think it shows the real vitality of and health of jazz.
And if we talk about your career, you started, I was going to say way back, but that gives you a legendary status, to be honest. But in the fact that you started a long time ago, you started with Miles Davis. And I know you spoke a lot about your relationship with Miles Davis and how much he brought to you. Do you feel that today you're sort of carrying a certain baton of being a bit of a, I'm not going to say an elder, but someone that's got a lot more maturity in the jazz and young musician look to you?
Well, I do know that. When I was young, people like Miles Davis, as you say, and other musicians who were on the scene before me, they shared information that they had. They encouraged me. They were very open to me. They didn't try to hide anything from me. Mm-hmm. And I'm at this point in my life where I feel like, I mean, this is something that is my responsibility to continue, because that's such a healthy thing to do for the kind of life of a great music. It's a healthy thing to do for life itself. Always eager to hand down anything that I may have from my experience and share that with other musicians, no matter what their age, but especially today with young musicians who seem to show a renewed kind of interest in jazz.
I know you've done recently a fair number of duets. Any particular time that you just felt that it was really, there was something going on, you know, that you really felt this particular artist really gets it?
You know, there's so many artists that really get it. And they all don't express it in the same way either. It's not just one path. It's a lot of different paths. And they're creating even more pathways. You know, for example, Kamasi Washington is one young musician who is outstanding today. And Robert Glasper is another one. Well, Kamasi being the tenor saxophonist, Robert Glasper being pianist and keyboard player, but also Terrace Martin, who has also shared his young experience with jazz and with the young jazz community with rappers, you know, like Snoop Dogg and like Kendrick Lamar, and putting a whole new kind of spin on the hip hop area of jazz. I mean, it's spreading in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the whole rap and hip hop and R&B scene, do you see this very 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 much linked with the future of jazz, or are those sort of movements are hand in hand living together?
Yeah, it's part of what jazz does. Jazz has always borrowed and from others and shared itself with others too, and this is exactly what's happening today. It's not just one single direction. It's a multitude of directions that come from a common root.
Today, for example, maybe just the political situation around the world and more particularly in the US, is it something that's still inspiring you? Do you think this is really a moment where there would be some sort of rebellion in music?
I think this is a moment where we have rebellion in more areas than music today. There are huge questions about racism, about human rights, about the rights of women, the rights of LGBT people, and the rights of human beings all over the world. And but there are also fears about the future, fears about jobs being taken by robots. There's fears about the environment. And all these are really healthy fears and healthy issues that we must solve. So these are right in front of our face today. Jazz is a music that is at its root is not only rhythmic, but it's a music that is about sharing, and it's about caring about what other people are going through, what other people are expressing, and creating a beautiful garden of possibilities and expressions. And in that way, I think it's a healthy antidote to that can lead toward much more hope and much more promise for the future.
And your relation with the new kind of platforms, you know, all those streaming platforms, people are consuming music differently. You know, they listen to one song, two songs, but not necessarily an album. You, as an artist, how do you feel about this?
Fine.
You feel fine?
Yeah. I mean, this is today. So it's not like it was yesterday. I mean, we run into a lot of problems when we try to hold on to old ideas just because we got comfortable with them. So it may be a little bit uncomfortable at first making these adjustments, but this is how we grow. We can't grow unless we have things challenging the way things were. So it's in the end, it's very healthy to be confronted with discomfort, because very often if you open your mind and realize that maybe some of what you held on to worked back then, but it doesn't apply today, then you have opened up yourself toward an avenue of growth. If you don't do that, you're just going to be kind of caught in the thicket mm-hmm. with the weeds. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, no problem. If I had to ask you, what would be one particular record or one particular track, either by yourself or by somebody else, that really means a lot to you? If you could, we will play a track that you select. If I had to play that track, what would that be?
Does it matter what genre it is?
No, you tell me what it is.
One thing, there's a couple things that just popped into my mind. I mean, In a Silent Way is one of them. Footprints by Wayne Shorter. Any number of tracks from Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We'll play a couple from this. No problem. We'll finish this interview with Australia. Have you been here before? And what do you expect?
Oh yes. Let me see. I think I've been to Australia maybe, I don't know, five.
Okay.
Maybe five or six times before. I don't know exactly. And what do I expect? You know, it's funny. I make a joke sometimes with Americans, and I say, Australians are like Americans except they're nice.
I'll play that. You know.
And it always makes Americans laugh because they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, it will make Australians laugh. It's a pleasure to have you coming to our shore. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. I always see new things happening in Australia too. And the people are very, very nice. And warm.
Herbie Hancock, that was a real pleasure to have you on our program and on SBS Chill, and we're looking forward to welcome you in Australia.
Okay, thank you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.